setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, welcome. Thrilled to have you with us as we discuss you, specifically what you were born to do. We look at work from a totally different perspective than most people. We don't think that you work to live, in other words, to make a paycheck, to be able to take care of all the basic needs, and then hopefully save up and do some fun stuff. We actually think that we live to work, in other words, to contribute, to make a difference in the lives of others through our work. So what we're talking about here is money and meaning, income and impact. What if you could have both? What if you could get up on a Monday and know that you were doing something that you're really good at, that you love, that created a result that mattered to you, and you're making some good money doing it? Hello, that's called the dream job. It's that simple. Dream job doesn't always have to be unicorns and flowers floating from the sky to a nice soundtrack. It's just that simple. The dream job is where there is passion and mission. You love the work, and the work is creating a result that matters to you. 844-747-2577 is the phone number, 844-747-2577. So to that end, I want to help you see why you aren't experiencing joy at work. If there is one primary reason, there are multiple reasons that someone could give me on the spot if I went out on the street. But if we're talking about joy at work, I mean, you are super fulfilled. The one thing that allows that, that gives you that fulfillment, is mission, results that matter. You are creating results that deeply connect to you. Now, you can, let me tell you something. You can love the work and not be super connected to the result. That's just reality. You think about your job right now. Has that ever happened to you? You can certainly be good at the job, talent, and not love the work or be connected to the results. But it is mission, that mission result, that third piece of the equation that I teach. Talent, passion, and mission. It is mission that is missing if you aren't experiencing joy and fulfillment in your work. Results that matter to you. You go, I'm creating results that I can get really jazzed about. So I remember the story that fired me up as I was writing the new book, From Paycheck to Purpose. Comes out November 9th. You can get it right now, pre-sale, pre-order it at kencoleman.com. And as we unpack stage 7 of the 7 stages, Give Yourself Away, I was doing research on stories, and I came across the story of Sir Edmund Hillary, the first man to scale Mount Everest. Also the first man to go on and reach the South Pole and the North Pole. First time. We're talking about the greatest explorer the world's ever known. And it's interesting that they asked him about it later. And I'm just going to read just a very small portion of chapter 13 of the book, page 242. He said, it showed me, and he's talking about this moment when he finally reaches the peak, the summit of Mount Everest. He says, it showed me that even though I was standing on top of the world, it wasn't the end of everything. I was still looking beyond to other interesting challenges. It is further said of that moment that after he had placed some mementos there at the peak and took pictures with his Sherpa climbing partner, that he noticed another range off in the distance. He said, that's the next one. And that's what happens when we get in that dream job, is our view changes, and it's all about expanding the dream, expanding the vision for the legacy we want to leave. Also on that same page, I pulled a quote from a source that said, the real significance of Magellan's voyage around the world, Ferdinand Magellan here. You guys learned about him in what, fourth grade, fifth grade? The real significance of Magellan's voyage was not that it was the first to circumnavigate the planet, but that it was the first to realize just how big the planet was. Why do I share that? Because when you really understand what we're teaching here and what we're coaching you towards, is to work like very few others. To work on purpose, to make the contribution that you long to make. And when you get to that dream job, it is now, the money's there, whatever notoriety that's come with it, that's not the juice. The money and the notoriety, that's nice, but it's not the juice. The juice are the results, is the results, where you go, this is why I'm here. This is about legacy. And further on this Edmund Hillary story. Later in life, he was interviewed about what mattered most to him, and he said what mattered most was the contribution through the money that he raised, the money that he donated personally, to fund the Sherpa community, schools, homes, and that's what mattered most to him. And this is the idea. That beautiful quote about Magellan, it wasn't that he sailed around the world, it's that we now all begin to realize how big the world was. The view changes. So we begin to see that there is a greater impact that we can make. And remember, it's about impact. And it's not about notoriety or money or how many people see the impact. Don't get into that comparison game. But it is in that stage seven, give yourself away, that we realize, oh my gosh, I can do so much more. I was headed towards this peak, and it was all about getting there. And then when I get there, I go, oh, wow, the world's bigger. My influence is bigger. And that, when you can grasp that, that's a game changer. That's a game changer. So I hope you grab that today. The new book, again, so much deeper dive than what you hear us talk about on the show today. From Paycheck to Purpose, you can pre-order it now at kencoleman.com. All right, let's get to the phones. 844-747-2577, Kalamazoo, Michigan. One of my favorite places to say. I love saying Kalamazoo. It's a fun word to say for me. And so it's always a joy when somebody calls in. Kathy joins us there. Kathy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. What's going on?
Hey, I just have a question. I am late in my 40s, and I just finished my second bachelor's degree in youth ministry and women's ministry. And
congratulations.
I'm seeking my dream job. Thank you, sir. How do I keep from being discouraged in the process of searching for jobs?
Yeah, good question. And the answer is, you keep focused on the end result. You focus on that mountaintop. You know what it looks like. You know. And it's also focusing on the women and the youth that you will encounter and help. Why'd you get into it? Why? Why are you pursuing this? You keep that at the forefront.
Make an impact.
There it is. But then think of the people. It's not just the impact, but specifically who you're going to impact. Think of them. Think of them all the time. And that's how you keep from getting discouraged. See, what happens is when we can keep our eye on our why, we keep our eye on that peak, that mountaintop, we don't get discouraged. Our eyes are up. And so when the challenges, we were just talking about Sir Edmund Hillary, how many times do you think he got discouraged on that
Probably
mountain?
Probably a lot.
But what did he do? He kept looking up.
Yeah.
And so right now you're trying to get in, you're trying to break in, and there's going to be days, Kathy, where you will be discouraged. I'm just going to tell you. But you got to quickly snap out of that and go, I'm not going to be discouraged, I'm going to be determined. And my determination comes from my focus, and I'm focusing on the mountaintop, that church that you'll serve in, or the nonprofit, or the parachurch ministry, and then you think about the people that you're going to encounter, and those moments where maybe you're speaking to them, and you see the light bulbs go off, or those moments where you're sitting with them one-on-one, and you speak into the life of a young lady and she sees herself the way her creator sees her, and you think of that, and that'll keep you going. True or false?
Yeah, true.
Come on, Kathy.
True.
It's not about you.
It's very true. It's very true.
I know. And so yes. I'm so glad you called. Because remember this, Kathy, it's not about you. I get down, I go, Coleman, shut up. It's about the Kathys that need to talk to you, man. Get over yourself. It's about Kathy. This is the Ken Coleman Show. If you're considering a career in technology, I recommend Bethel Tech, and I'm not alone. Brendan said, before Bethel Tech, I was driving Uber. Within 4 months of graduating, I got a job paying $60,000. About 2 years after that, I got a remote job that pays $130,000, all thanks to what I learned at Bethel Tech. This is what I want for you folks. Get started today at BethelTech.net and get $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get clear so you can get qualified. We help you get connected so you can get started. We help you get promoted so you can get the dream job and give yourself away. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Dan, who joins us now in Portland, Oregon. Dan, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Well, hey, Ken.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Quite well, thank you.
Fantastic. How can I help today?
Well, quick question. I've been thrust back into the job search world, I guess, for lack of a better explanation. And I've realized that the whole process of finding a job in today's world is different than that I went through 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm finding that it's difficult to get through the digital process and through the filters and get my resume in the hands of the actual hiring manager.
Oh yeah, it's like playing the lottery if that's all you do.
Yeah, it seems like it, and I feel as if I'm being filtered out because I don't have a degree.
Mm. Are you applying for jobs that specifically say you must have a degree?
Some of them they do, yes.
Well,
and here
that's part of the
my
problem.
Challenge.
Right? So let's stop doing that, you know, and we're going to go a different route, which I'll explain in a second. But stop putting yourself out there and applying for jobs that say you must have a degree and then you don't have a degree. You're getting filtered. There's no question about that. Keep going.
Well, the field that I specialize in is continual improvement. And at the time that I went to college, you could not get a degree in this field.
Right.
So I went outside and got a very high-powered knowledge and education on my own through tutoring and mentorships and another path.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So as far as knowledge is concerned, I could teach a master's degree.
Got it.
Course, right? Because I've been doing this for 30 years.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
Okay, so my knowledge is that of a master's grad or even a doctorate,
mm-hmm.
potentially.
Sure.
So I feel that the companies that I'm applying for, because the industry that I am looking into, these corporations, all of them want a bachelor's degree for everything, or
okay.
appears to anyway. So
here's the deal.
Lies my problem.
Yeah, I get it. But now this is where you have to say, I can't go the traditional route. I've got to work relationships so that before I ever apply, and I have to apply through the system, but the system's filtering me out. So how do you do it? You circumvent the system. So you're going to have to work relationships. So that relationships, somebody that you know directly in those companies that you're applying to, or if you don't have that relationship, somebody that knows somebody, or maybe it's somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody, right? And you've probably heard of it became kind of a cocktail party sensation, you know, 2 decades ago, 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon. You've heard of this?
I don't believe I have.
Okay, so it's a great game. It's a great illustration. So here's the deal. The game was you would be at a house party or something, and let's say you and I were there together, and it was your turn, and so you had to connect an actor to Kevin Bacon in 6 connections. So, for instance, I would say to you, Denzel Washington. And so and the idea here is that you would always get an actor that wasn't in a movie with Kevin Bacon, but through another movie. So you go, well, Denzel Washington was in, and I actually don't have the good answer here, was in The Pelican Brief with Julia Roberts. And then Julia Roberts was in a movie with somebody, right? And then that person was in a movie with Kevin Bacon. Does that make sense? You get the idea?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
right.
It does.
Okay, good. Because here's the deal. That's the idea. That's what gets you breakthrough. You're going to have to do your own 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon instead of Kevin Bacon. It's that company, that job. So you go, who do I know that knows somebody over there? And so what happens is you get a phone call, a Zoom call, maybe coffee, maybe lunch, or maybe somebody that you actually connect with over there. Ideally, you know somebody over there well enough to where they go, oh, Dan, I totally get it. Here's the deal. Who's the hiring manager? Oh, it's Sarah Jones? Great. I don't know Sarah very well. Maybe I've met her once, but she's over in Building B. I'm in Building A. I'm going to go over there and talk to her and give her your resume. You see where I'm going with this?
Yes, I do.
Nothing complex here, number one. Nothing new. Number two, it's just good old-fashioned relationship connections. That's how you're going to beat the system. Because at the end of the day, what does Sarah Jones want, Dan, out of this candidate that you know you can do? What does she want?
Well, that's the beauty of this process. You know, these applications that I'm reading are my application. They're my resume.
Right. So what do they want? What does Sarah Jones want out of the candidate that she hires? When she decides, what is she deciding on? What does she want to know? Let me answer it for you. She wants to know if Dan or anybody else can help her win in that role. She's trying to fill a role to help her win. That's at the end of the day is what a hiring manager is trying to decide on. Am I right?
Absolutely. It's up to me to convince her that I'm that person.
Right. So all we need to do is get the opportunity to convince her. And the opportunity to convince her starts with a connection in the building who says, Dan doesn't have a degree. And so he's reluctant to apply online because he's getting kicked out. But Dan has this, this, and this. 30 years, this training, this training, this training. And I feel like this guy's a world-class candidate on paper. But he's going to get bumped by the system because he doesn't have a degree. But the degree didn't exist 30 years ago. That can all happen. And I just said that. That took about 20 seconds to say. And somebody else can say that to Sarah Jones. And Sarah goes, yeah, all right. Yeah, I have him applied. I'd like to interview him. That's how this happens.
Gotcha. Yeah, good point. Good point. So what about a cover letter?
Fine, do a cover letter, but it doesn't matter. Cover letter doesn't matter if your resume is getting bumped when you apply. So I say, great, if they require it, do it. And in your cover letter, I'm going to teach you how to write it, by the way. At KenColeman.com, we have a free article on a cover letter. And we also have the free resume guide, which will help you with your resume, your cover letter, everything. I can answer all that question offline. It's super detailed, about a 15, 17 page PDF. And I literally walk you to the water. And all you got to do is bend down and drink. Okay. But I want you to go to KenColeman.com and get those two resources, okay, and then go do it. But I'm telling you, all of that stuff doesn't matter if you don't do what I just taught you to do to get the connection, because here's what's going to happen. They're going to see Dan's been doing this 30 years. I'll bet you Dan's in his 50s, right? Does ageism happen? You better believe it does. You better freaking believe it does. So let me just pivot here. For anybody that's listening to me right now and you're in your 50s, you better figure out this Kevin Bacon stuff. You better figure it out. You better figure out how to connect to people. People just tuned in. They're like, what's he talking about? Kevin Bacon? I'm sorry. The 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, this concept is why I wrote the Proximity Principle. By the way, Kelly, let's give Dan a copy of my best-selling book, The Proximity Principle. I want to give that to him. I wrote that a few years ago. That's all about connection. By the way, can I also say we get people on social media going, hey, Ken, what's the difference between The Proximity Principle and From Paycheck to Purpose? Is it the same book? No, it's not. Subtitles are similar, so we got a couple people going, hey, what's the difference? I didn't write the same book, folks, 2 years later. Proximity Principle is a deep dive on the specific people and places that you need to get in and be around in order to get opportunities, which would be stage three, get connected. It's a deep dive on that. From Paycheck to Purpose is the whole enchilada. And a deep, deep dive into everything you need to know and do in each stage of the 7 stages. So just a quick little mention there. But here's the deal. If you're in your 50s and you're going to pivot, you're going to have to understand the proximity principle. You're going to have to live it and do it, because that's what's going to get you in the door to where somebody goes, oh, Dan may be 50 something, something, something and been there 30 years, but this dude can come in. He's ready to go. He's a ninja. He's a Jedi warrior. He can do this. That's how this is going to happen. Relationships, relationships, relationships. It is our connections, folks, that lead us to opportunities, not resume submissions. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you discover and do what you were born to do. This is a job seeker's market right now. It is unbelievable. 4.3 million people changed jobs, left their job to move on to something else in August of 2020. Can't wait to see what the September numbers are. It's unbelievable. It's a great time to move. And that's why I wildly, enthusiastically endorse my friends at ZipRecruiter, the number one job site in the United States. Their candidates are three times as likely to get hired because they've got more companies searching for talent. They also have a very streamlined technology process that allows you to go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken and in minutes fill out a profile, attach a resume, hit go. They start pitching you immediately. They give you updates when someone looks at your profile, likes your profile, and asks for your contact information. They allow the companies to contact you directly. It's the easiest way to get hired. By the way, it's free. So I'm not pitching you on a product. Go buy this. No, no, no. I'm telling you to sign it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. All right, back to the phones we go, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Rachel in Wilmington, North Carolina. Rachel, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Mr. Ken, thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What's going on?
All right. Well, thanks to your show, I am clear. I know how to get qualified, and I'm already a little bit connected. The
hey.
Field I'm looking to get into is real estate.
That makes me happy. You. That makes me happy. She's rocking the stages. All right. Keep going.
Yes, sir. The field I'm looking to get into is real estate. I'd like to be a broker. My question is, I hear a lot of people saying real estate's the one thing everybody sort of hits it and quits it.
Yep.
And that there's, I'm just wondering, is this legitimate? I know I would probably have to start part-time and it would take a number of years to make it a full-time gig, but is it still legitimate or is it one of those things that's phasing out?
Well, there's a couple questions buried in there. Let's do the first one, the easiest one. Real estate, selling homes is not phasing out. I don't see that. So you can absolutely crush it. I had Brian Buffini on my show last week, the number one real estate trainer in the world. Brian's a friggin' rock star. And he was saying that, yes, a lot of people hit it and quit it. A lot of people never succeed. But for someone who's all in and not going to quit and works on becoming really, really good, we're talking about unbelievably unlimited financial possibilities for you. So that's the first thing. The second thing is it the right thing given the fact that you can't go all in? Why can't you go all in? Why do you have to do it part-time for a while?
I work full-time.
Yeah. How much do you make?
So I'm just wondering, I make $40,000.
Okay. So are you single income, double income, married? What's going on?
I'm 25, single, and no kids, so it's just me on my own.
Oh, boy. You probably should have thought about that answer before you told me, because now I'm really going to push you.
Okay.
There's no reason you can't go full-time. It may be 6 months from now, but here's what has to happen. You need to put enough money away so that, or you change your expenses, you reduce your expenses because you're single. Hello, and 25. I'm 47, got three kids. My expenses versus your expenses are light years apart. But if I was 25 and single, I would do everything I could to reduce my expenses and save up 3 to 6 months of my living expenses. And then I would go full all time, all in on real estate. Because if you do that, you can win. You cannot win being a part-time real estate agent. But you can win being full-time, but you got to burn the ships. But you can plan for that, and it's not going to take you that long. So I'm not saying do it today unless you had 6 months of your expenses in the bank. But if you can tighten your outflow of money, okay, and you save up enough to where you're not going to be starving and desperate, but you can go all in, yeah, you should go all in.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you bet. And by the way, go to Buffini and Company online and talk to them. Say, hey, I called the Ken Coleman Show the other day. And he told me Brian was on the show, told me to call you. I want you to just ask them what their training and coaching program looks like so you can get an idea financially. You don't have to commit to it right away. But after you get going and sell a house or two and you've got the ability to pay them for them to coach you, game changer. Okay? So go do that. I'm telling you right now. 844-747-2577. Amber's up next in Baltimore, Maryland. Amber, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. This is Amber. Nice. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, you bet, Amber. Good to talk with you. What's up?
A few different things. You know, I'm a new nurse. I'm working in a very short staff, you know, area.
Oh, sure.
I work with kids, and I love it. However, I'm just seeking something with more flexibility. However, I don't want to stop working with kids. I'm feeling a bit burned out, and I'm wondering, like, am I just, you know, like, I don't want to say lazy, but like,
no,
am I not given enough time? Like, should I wait or should I start looking? Like, I'm just so,
looking. So start looking. There's nothing keeping you from looking. Immediately start looking for an opportunity. And the good news is you're clear. So this isn't going to be a confusing process. You know exactly what you're looking for. So start looking for something where you can do that nursing work with kids and you have a little bit better schedule, maybe a much better schedule, much more flexible schedule. You got to look for it. Now, if you find it and there's not an opportunity available, that's fine, but at least you know it's out there. Maybe it's not out there. Maybe that flexibility in this particular world of work you're doing as a nurse, maybe that isn't there. But by looking, we are now no longer kind of stuck in our own head, you know, kind of wondering. Let's go look and let's get really, really clear on what's out there. Okay. That's the first step. The second thing I want to focus on is, what do you think is causing the burnout? What specifically?
Well, you know, I take a lot of call with my job. So like, you know, for example, this weekend I was on call, you know, 2 days, you know, that's a lot because, you know, working 20 hours and call 24 hours on the weekend, you know, that can, you know, get to you a bit.
Sure.
You know, and I'm also like getting married. So things like that, I just want better flexibility with my lifestyle as I, you know, move forward and grow older, you know?
Yeah, I get it. If you weren't in the process of planning a wedding right now, would it be as intense as it is?
No, I don't think so. I think it would be less intense.
Yeah. So all I'm doing is giving you perspective. I'm not saying you're right or wrong. Cause remember I told you to look.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. Let's go. Look like great. Let's get it. If it's there, go get it. Right now, you're as marketable as you've ever been cause you're a nurse and this is an area where they're losing people right and left. Are leaving nursing.
Yeah.
All right. So that's a good thing and a bad thing.
And I don't want to be one of those people that kind of quit in the middle of the storm. And
I'm not telling you to do that. Nah, but listen, you taking a better nursing position for you in your life, that doesn't mean you quit the storm. It just meant you're pretty smart. Let me put it this way. Let me ask you a silly, simple question. It was raining like crazy this morning when I came into Ramsey Solutions. I mean like cats and dogs, okay? If you were here at Ramsey Solutions today, when I came in this morning at 7:30 and you looked out and saw me standing in the middle of that downpour, that thunder shower, that storm, and I was just standing there, would you? What would you think of me? No umbrella, just standing there. What would you think of me? Be honest.
I would think, you know, something's wrong. Let me go out and see if he wants to come inside.
Yeah, you're so sweet. You come out and go, Ken, are you okay, buddy? Did you not take your meds this morning? What's going on, pal? You shouldn't be standing in the storm. And if you were watching before you came out there and all of a sudden you saw me kind of have this light bulb moment, you saw it. And then I walked inside out of the rain. What would you think of me then?
Yeah, I would think, you know.
You'd go, Ken, that was a good move to walk out of the storm.
Yeah, you figured it out.
Yes. So you get where I'm going here? It's a good move for you to get out of the storm. Nobody looks at you and goes, "Wow, you're a real jerk. You walked out of the storm. What's wrong with you?" No. Start looking. Walk out of the storm. You're not supposed to stay in the storm. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, coming to you from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. Great group of people in the lobby, by the way. If you ever get to Nash, Vegas, we are in a suburb area of Franklin, Tennessee. We'd love for you to come see us. We've got the free coffee shop and the baked goods. That's all a gift to you fine folks. We'd love for you to come visit us. If we come out during the break, shake hands, take pictures, sign books, whatever. And it's always fun to meet people from all around the country that come in. So just good people. And I keep running into, we had a Kansas City caller earlier today. Just met a couple that came back from Jamaica from their honeymoon. And bless their hearts, they're from Kansas City. So they went to the Titans game yesterday. I mean, you know, you come back, they're on their honeymoon, they're coming off of a high, their beloved team comes in and lays an egg, and we smacked them around. So, of course, I had to talk some trash in the lobby because that's going to happen. And I'm setting myself up big for next week. I mean, I got my beloved Michigan Wolverines who have underachieved for the better part of a decade and a half. And we're 7-0, ranked in the top 10. I don't believe it for a second, folks. I think they're totally imposters. We got to play Michigan State next week. And if we lose, people come out of the woodwork on social media because they know this. And I'm telling you, Spartan fans and Ohio State Buckeye fans just wear me out on social media. And so I'm just, it is what it is. So it goes both ways. But anyway, great couple. Congratulations again on your nuptials. Hey, if you're thinking about moving on, like 4.3 million people did in August, to a new job, this is the time to do it. And we've got an event for you, From Paycheck to Purpose Live. It's attached to the brand new book entitled From Paycheck to Purpose. The event itself comes out Thursday, November 11th, 6:45 p.m. It's going to be live stream from Ramsey HQ. We have a limited amount of seats, I think 25 to 30 seats here that day, that evening. It starts at 6:45 p.m. Central Time. You can text the word PURPOSE to get your ticket starting at just $10. Text the word PURPOSE to 33789. That's PURPOSE to 33789. Okay, Melissa joins us now in St. Louis, Missouri. Melissa, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm really happy to talk to you. You're so wise.
Well, wow. Can we record that and then have that played to my kids tonight when I go home? I have three teenagers who don't believe that, but Melissa, I'm feeling really good right now, and I'm here to help you. What's up?
I'm a nurse consultant,
okay.
And I'm from Missouri, so it must be the day from Missouri.
Yeah, right.
I have a job that has no opportunity for advancement. However, I took it, I believe, for the right reasons. I love what I do. To take this job, I turned down a corporate position that I didn't feel was a good fit for me. Mm-hmm. It was out of my wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. I now have an opportunity for another position with a different corporation, and I don't know whether or not I should jump. My current boss has told me a couple times I'll be getting a raise, and I haven't. I don't know. I just
How
I
long?
Feel limited. I feel like I'm doing the right kind of work, but I don't know if I should make the jump to this other place because I know I would advance.
How do you know that?
Because I'm good at what I do.
Come on. I love that answer.
It is a very marketable thing, what I do.
Have you checked into that culture, though? Like, have you done some research around that culture to see if, in fact, people are getting, you know, fairly consistent promotions there, that they have a track record for promoting people?
No, I haven't checked that culture, but I've checked this field. And this, there's tons.
Oh, I get it. You know, I love it. I love your optimism.
I haven't checked their company.
You need to.
Okay.
That was my nice way of saying, before you move, double check and find out if this is a place that's known for developing and promoting their people. You've already done your homework on the industry. You know you should be moving up the ladder. And you also know that you've got a boss who's just not shooting you straight. Something's off. Okay. So
that bothers me too.
It should bother you. And the other thing is you should be looking to move on because you got a lid. We humans are creatures of progress. We like climbing ladders. You have a lid. You are stuck on a rung and you can't go any higher because you keep bumping your head, and it's a leadership issue, according to what you've told me. So my answer is yes, you should move on if you have determined that this particular place you've identified isn't just another industry ladder, but that it's a it's a place where there is, in fact, a history to show that you can climb the ladder. That's all I'm saying. You find that out, bada bing, bada boom, moving on. I'm out, right?
How do you find that out, Ken? How do you find out if they have...
Okay, well, I'm going to walk you through it, okay? Instead of me telling you, I want you to walk through it with me. You know the name of the organization. You know it's local.
Yes.
Okay, right. Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you know anybody that actually works over there? I don't care if it's a janitor. Somebody in the building that works over there. You know anybody?
No. No, I don't.
You sure?
Think so. I know people that do other kinds of consulting for that company, but I don't know anybody directly.
Oh, okay. So you know people that do consulting for that company.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm calling them. Here's my concern. I've hit a lid where I am. The industry norm is that people are moving up. And I just, before I apply over there, you consult for them. Do they have a culture? What do you know about their culture? Do they move people up on a regular basis? Are they looking to move people up? Don't you think they could answer that?
Maybe. Okay. They've already offered me the job. I'm waiting for the written letter of... Yeah, the written offer letter.
But you're acting as though because they've offered you the job that you can't do a little research.
Right. No. I'm all about that. I mean, I've checked into their government ratings and where they are in the world that I do.
Great. Social media.
I've done all that.
All right. Go on social media and go, hey, anybody work over here? Find out. Don't tell me that you can't find out if it's a good culture.
Okay.
Because here's the deal.
No, I'm not telling you I can't. I just didn't know how.
Oh, I know, but you're kind of, I told you how. And then as soon as I told you to contact these people about the consulting, you go, well, I don't know, Ken. They've already sent me an offer. That was your self-doubt. You're going, I don't know. And I'm just challenging you on this because I'm 40.
Because
here's the deal.
Thank you.
I don't want you to call me 6 weeks from now or 6 months from now going, Ken, I took this job. I thought it was going to be great. And the culture sucks.
Mm-hmm.
You do know that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Then I'm just telling you, yes, do it, but do your homework first. Do your homework through friends and relationships, acquaintances, social media connections, these folks that do the consulting. You can make a couple of phone calls and find out pretty quick what kind of a culture it is over there. And then if it's good, then absolutely take it. That's all I'm doing. You're doing great. I'm proud of you. You're absolutely leaving. You should be leaving.
You think it's pointless to say anything to my current boss?
About what?
Why I haven't, gotten raises or, like he said.
What if he went, Melissa, you're totally right. I've told you that you're going to get a raise and I'm such a bonehead. I keep forgetting to do it. Thank you for reminding me. Let's do that right now. A, do you think he's going to say that? And B, if he then gave you the raise, would that change this conversation? Would you still stay?
Maybe.
Well, you've already got an offer on the table. Like, what have you got to lose?
I know. You're right. That's what my husband said. You have nothing to lose.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, though. Same culture issue. If the boss had delivered on the pay raise the two times that he said he was going to do it, would you still be there? Would you want to be there? Would you want to climb the ladder there? Because you kind of told me that there was no growth.
There is no ladder.
Well, then pay's not going to make that feel any better. Pay's going to make that feel better for about 2 weeks. And then after the first check comes in and you realize, oh, that's nice. Then you realize, oh, I still can't go anywhere. So it's a Band-Aid.
You're right.
I know I'm right.
With a ceiling. And I think you're right, too. And that's why I called you. I listen to all of you guys. You guys are on it.
Well, you're very nice. But here's the deal. All I'm doing is listening to you. I'm just listening to what you told me. And based on what you told me, asking for a pay raise is a complete and utter waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
I can go tonight on my way home and roll the window down, stick my head out and spit in the wind. I can do it. I'm not sure why I would spit in the wind. Well, why would you ask for a raise in a place that you have no future? Same concept. I know I grow some of you out, but sometimes I have to make the point. Don't spit in the wind. Don't ask for a raise at a place you don't want to stay. Hey, I got to get out of here. You matter. You have what it takes. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey, folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey, y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.
Subscribe to The Christy Wright Show wherever you listen to podcasts.